with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we have a guest in that studio with us. It's the Baritone of Beer, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. Schmoe's has been a longtime supporter from the beginning of the Grilling Guys, so we appreciate that. Love that they keep sending us every month, and we are appreciative of you being here, Jess.
I remember that first episode when I brought in a 12-pack to drink.
Right. That was a little overkill for Jop. Yep. By the end of that show, tongue was tied, and the radio wasn't that good. And maybe it hasn't improved much.
Reminds
since
me
then.
Of a remote we did in Grand Haven once.
Right, yeah, it could be.
Yeah. At the family fair.
Right.
I recall the prior station.
Yeah.
And where the sound truck didn't show up, and we had to sit there for 2 hours with the Old Dog Brewery, and they brought like 9 growlers and tons of food. We, I think, had to be driven away after that remote.
But that was, anyway, that was.
I digress.
Yes, he did. So, but anyway, Chaz, we didn't get to pairing beer with steak, and I wanted to cover that in the last segment, and we kind of just rolled through it. But your ribeye. That is your favorite this month, because I know you like a lot of variety, but ribeye month. What are you putting with that and why?
Well, you know, the hop knocker that we opened up in the first segment with, that's a great choice. It's a great manly beer. It's got some powerful flavor that's going to go with a really rich steak. Hops are great with that, but also the maltiness as well. And so another selection that I really like with it is our Treasure Chest ESB.
Okay.
ESBs are extra special bitters. Right. In the world of beer, extra special bitter means not really bitter.
Right. Not more, but less.
Yes. It's extra special in British terms.
Like is Randy's the least. Extra special.
Yeah, right. I got extra special weight on me, right?
Yeah.
You're just special.
So, but the caramel flavors in it. With the gentle hopping in it, make an excellent pairing with the steaks. And it goes with all those summertime vegetables that typically I put with the steaks as well. You know, one of our favorites, asparagus.
Right.
It's always great in there. A grilled onion, topped with some butter and some black pepper. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
They all go great and meld the flavors together wonderfully. Right. To give you a manly meal.
And this big beer, it'll clean your palate. Between those bites, and that's important too.
Yeah. You'll clean your colon too.
Well
I've heard there's great benefits to that.
With the hop oils, they're going to act as a solvent, lifting the fattiness off your tongue.
Right.
So it gives you that clean mouthfeel afterwards.
Right. Truly,
I
is
like
a
the fattiness on
engineer.
My tongue. I don't want you doing anything with it.
Right.
So what do you say to that?
The beer engineer. I say that you should be quiet and let Chaz and I talk.
So let's talk about flat iron steaks.
Okay.
First time I bought a flat iron, I went down to Delski. And it's like the first time we fed the troops, I think, and I was finding all these butchers around. Hitting all the butchers, and he was nice enough to give me some. Really nice guy. And, you know, I went down to, who's the one right downtown? Frank's?
Could be.
Yeah, I think they changed the name to Dick's because he didn't give me any. Anyway, he would not donate brats to the troops. So anyway, yeah, whatever. Delski gave me some nice brats, and he sold me a flat iron and told me how to take care of it. And basically, the way he does his flat iron is he doesn't trim the collagen off it, which was kind of weird and funky, but I got it after I did it because he leaves all that collagen on both sides, and then he tells you to diamond score it with a knife. So when you grill it, it blows up like a puffer fish. It looks really cool. But honestly, it adds flavor to that little piece of flat iron. And it's another way to do a flat iron. And I'm not going to say it's wrong. Matter of fact, I ate the heck out of it.
Right.
And there's some tissue
flat
and fiber.
Flat irons from what part of the cow?
Front.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know
it's
where.
It's generally a
it's like
thinner
in the
steak.
Armpit, I think, of the
right.
cow.
Right. And you see that the flat iron and a flank are very close together. And you'll see that a lot in fajita meat, right? It's usually a little bit thinner, and you cut across the grain on a bias, and you get those little strips of meat. And the flat iron is a little thicker piece than the flank.
But
steak,
I don't think it's close to flank at all.
No? I do.
In terms of where it comes from?
No, I'm talking in terms of flavor.
Oh, well, but flank is really grainy. Flat iron almost looks like a piece of liver, you know? It's a really fine grain on that meat.
So what do you use that flat iron for? Are you just cooking it up in a steak and serving it on?
It's,
or you
it's wonderful. Yeah, no, you're going to eat it as a flat iron steak. Now, I think a lot of people cheat when they do flat irons. There's a certain chain of restaurants in West Michigan that you don't want to order a flat iron. Let's move on. Sirloin.
That is the single best value in beef that I think is out there. A sirloin steak, top sirloin, you'll see it called that, a sirloin steak. Tim Sobey has turned us on to this. When I do kebabs, steak kebabs, that's the only kind of meat I use because it's marbled and it's $7.99, $8.99 a pound. You're not at $15.99 a pound, but it's got a great beefy flavor. And when I cut it into little cubes like that, it's tender, it cooks up quick, and it's just a wonderful piece of meat.
So here's something you can do with that. You can buy a sirloin roast.
Those are just thicker, right?
Well, it's the whole muscle.
Right.
So you can get a sirloin roast, and you can slow smoke that for about 4 hours and get that internal up to about 110, and then pull it off, throw it in the fridge for a couple of days, and slice that into steaks, and then flash grill that thing on your grill when you're ready to serve it. Now you've cut your cooking time in half or way down. You've added smoke to a grilled piece of meat, and you got a fantastic presentation because you get a smoke ring, you get a smoky flavor on a sirloin, which is great, and you didn't dry it out.
Right, right. I've never done that. Yep. That sounds like a great technique. We'll have to give that a run because there again, when you buy the whole thing, you're not committing $150 to a big roast. You might get that for $45.
That might be something you could even try aging. I don't know. You should talk to Tim about that and see if you can age a sirloin.
Yeah, you need the marbling, and the sirloin's got some marbling in it. So
not a lot, though.
Right.
So it might not be good.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but okay.
Anyway.
Bernaise.
Yes, go right Come ahead, on. Bob, because Bernaise is not something I want to talk about.
It's not.
I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy a
Thurston Howell III.
No, thank you.
Okay, then let's talk about thegrillingguys.com, and then you go up to the search bar on the top right, and you look for steak-toppings,
mm-hmm.
and there is a plethora, that's it, with a P.
A lot of them.
A lot
For
of
those
them.
Of you at home that a are listening.
One of them is buttery cognac mushroom spread.
Okay.
And that is one that I can't even remember putting it on. But the next one is caramelized onions. I love doing that. You probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really easy.
Those are done more in a saute pan than they are
absolutely.
On the grill.
Absolutely.
Right?
I have a set of cast iron that are for the grill.
Right.
And I can work that on the grill top.
Right. Exactly.
And I have some real estate.
Right. So you've got, when you saw, because this is a great topper. What do you got? You got butter, you got garlic, and I use a Vidalia onion.
I do. Yep.
And, or you could use a red onion if you like it a little bit hot.
You like it.
But I like the Vidalia myself. And you just cook that down until they start to turn brown a little bit, right?
Yep.
And it's that simple. Maybe a little garlic in there if you wanted that profile going on.
Could if you wanted to go in that direction. Right. But what I typically do is I throw some 18-year balsamic in it at the finish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that sweetens it up even more.
Yep, just a little bit.
It gives it, it's like
Let
crack.
That flash off. Let that flash off a little bit so it gets a little tacky.
Crack.
Right. It's very good. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about these toppings because a great piece of meat is just that, but if you put a little topping on top of it, it just becomes amazing. So stick with us. We'll be back. Now I stand on top of